let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Susan Smith-Jones has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of well-being, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. The founder, president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to high-level wellness and human potential. Frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, regular on This Week in America, an international motivational speaker, also the author of many books on holistic health and lifestyle, including her latest celebrated book, available worldwide, entitled Wired for High-Level Wellness. With us today on This Week in America to share simple, effective tips to keep your mind and body invigorated through the holidays and 2021. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. And this year, we really need you to give us some tips here. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, I am too. Great to be with you, Rick.
Let's talk about setting the tone. We've done this before in the program and just briefly mentioned, and all of these tips and many more you'll find on our website, susansmithjones.com. But you talk, and this is so important, setting the right tone for the day. How do we go about doing that?
Yes, and let me begin just by saying the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's a good place to start, and we'll talk about things that we can do. But the first one is, remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the entire tone for the day. So you want those first 40 minutes to be enjoyable, not rushed, no stress, happy. Maybe you lay your work clothes or exercise clothes out the night before, or get lunches ready for the kids. But whatever you do, make that a time in the morning where you're not hurried. You know, I always get up early. I like to meditate. That sets the tone for me. And keep those first 40 minutes as enjoyable as possible.
All of these tips, by the way, that I mentioned on Susan's website, 8 simple, effective tips to deal with the holidays and 2021. And exercise and movement are at the top of the list as well. Talk about, again, the importance of both of those.
Yes, yes. There's compelling evidence that exercise will add years to your life. A great study at Stanford not long ago showed that participants who expended 2,000 calories a week in vigorous exercise lived years longer than inactive people. And when you exercise, make sure you take time to stretch. A flexible body greatly reduces the chance of injury because tight muscles that restrict the natural range of motion in the joints are susceptible to pulls and tears and stress injuries. And you want to exercise to keep your weight down, too. Muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle, alters its chemistry, tones it, increases the metabolic rate. So to lose weight and keep it off, make exercise a key component of your health program. I've said this to you before, Rick, but the only time I want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill.
That is so true. And everything that Susan talks about is very simple to do. For example, number 3 on our list of 8 simple effective tips is body hydration. This does not take a lot of money or a lot of effort to do it right, does it?
No, it doesn't. And look at the blog I posted today on my website. It's all about keeping your body hydrated. Water should be your beverage of choice. You can put some lemon in it or lime slices or mint or anything else you want to make it taste a little bit better. I'm a big believer in good, purified, healthy alkaline water with the right pH. And also, 70 to 80% of Americans are dehydrated, and affects every system and all of the 70 trillion plus cells in your body. So stay hydrated. If you're thirsty, chances are you're already very dehydrated.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Our website, susansmithjones.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the diet. This is the time of year when we're talking about diet. And this really isn't a diet in the sense that, boy, this is something we're going to try for a week. This is something that this is sort of a lifestyle change in what we eat. And you talk about high-fiber diet, colorful, lots of produce. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, remember, in nature, we don't find ice cream trees, potato chip bushes, or donut vines. You want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Lots of fiber-rich foods, a diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables, plays a major role in reducing the risk of major causes of illness and death, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, vision loss, and obesity. I think the body's made in the kitchen, it's shaped in the gym. What you eat today, Rick, you'll crave tomorrow. So when you have those big cheat days, and it takes longer time to get over them, a few days as you get older, but you'll crave it again the next day. It's called carryover cravings. And it takes about 10 days to adjust our taste buds. And we're often addicted to salt, sugar, and oil. So watch out, reduce or eliminate those foods as much as possible.
Going through 8 simple, effective tips. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. And you've got get restful sleep. And I like restful. There's a difference in sleep, isn't there? Talk about the importance, why we need restful sleep.
Yes, good deep sleep. See, the building, strengthening, and renovating of the body takes place during rest and sleep. That's when the growth and the nutritional processes are at their maximum. To get the most from exercise, get good sleep. To stay young and energetic and vibrant and positive, you've got to get good sleep every night.
Pray, meditate, visualize, and breathe deeply is on the list. And you talked about meditation before, the importance of that. This really, all of those factors you talked about there are important.
Yeah, well, meditation, which I've taught worldwide and done myself for over 4 decades, it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday living. Outside noise tends to really drown out the inner life, the music of the soul. And in a few minutes of silence a day, we can go within and nurture our spiritual selves. And in addition to meditation, you visualize a little bit. Albert Einstein said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. And when you meditate, you visualize, it's good to pray, enjoy the Bible, read some of your favorite quotes. And while you're doing this, breathe deeply to more fully oxygenate your body. All of this will improve your health, both physically and mentally.
A couple minutes left. I want to go to 7. This is interesting. Laugh often. Really, if we lighten up, we're doing ourselves a favor, aren't we?
Absolutely. We need to be, let me say it this way. We've got to stop taking ourselves and life quite so seriously.
Yes.
It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. You can choose to celebrate life. Remember that health is a choice, happiness is a choice, peace is a choice, and enthusiasm is the elixir that generates change, that nourishes the body, and absolutely feeds the soul. So we want to laugh more often. More deep laughter strengthens the heart, circulation, immunity, boosts your spirits, helps you to get more joy of living. And in terms of enthusiasm, that's always under your control. You can choose to be enthusiastic or not. Winston Churchill said, gratitude and enthusiasm are not only the greatest virtues, but the parent of all others.
Got about a minute left, and number 8 is just as important as any other on there. You're talking about counting blessings and attitude. Why is that so important?
Yes, gratitude. We've got to be grateful for everything that's going on in our lives, whatever the circumstances. For this kind of attitude fosters happiness, peace of mind, and will help us to live more fully. Daily gratitude magnetizes blessings and miracles in your life. And I think gratitude places us closer to God, making it easier to receive greater blessings.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Now, all this information in great detail can be found in her new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, available at Amazon or on her website, susansmithjones.com. Click on New Book. When you go there, you can find samples of the book, read the entire foreword, all about Susan, her healthy lifestyle. It's an excellent website, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. 30 seconds or so here at the end, Susan. Talk about, just sort of capsulize what you've talked about, what the mindset we need going into the new year.
Yes. Rick, I'd end by saying cherish your sacred body. In your unique body, mind, and spirit, you've been given everything you need to be the best you can be. All this given is a gift from God. Cherish and respect your body unconditionally because it is sacred. And remember, too, at least for me, one of the most powerful lessons I've come to understand in my life is the importance of simplifying outer things so that your inner life can take the driver's seat. We forget to nourish our spiritual side. And I've taken this time during a lot of lockdown to declutter my home, my living space, because out of clutter we want to find simplicity. And that way it helps us nourish our spiritual side more.
So much information, and you will find all this information and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, the new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Same to you. Look forward to our next visit.
And Dr. Susan will be back, and you'll find all of our past interviews on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.